Father, please, in the name of the Lord Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Bless this connection. Have the right people hear this stirring message, Father. And I ask you would do exactly that. Stir each and every person, that the people would sleep in their eyes, would wipe it away, and make a wholehearted 100% commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and realize this hour that we're living in, this late, late hour. And help me, Father, give me the right words in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Today I'm going to preach a message that is extremely timely. It's entitled, The Mark of the Beast, the Antichrist, and Bill Gates. Now, it's also very important for me to make note of the fact that I'm delivering this in June 2020. And the reason I want to say that is because if in the future things big time happens, which to some degree conflict with what I'm about to share, at least you'll know the time frame. But at this particular point in time, I'm going to deliver a lot of evidence that I think is going to be most startling and alarming to a lot of the people out there that perhaps never thought about this, never heard this. You're in for a shock. So the very first thing I'd like to do is to draw everyone's attention to the most important scripture in the entire Bible dealing with the mark of the beast. It's Revelation chapter 13, 16 through 18. Listen to this. The Bible says, He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666. Very important. Very important that we notice several things. Listen very carefully. Listen, listen, listen. The Greek word for mark, as in mark of the beast, it actually can mean scratch, stamp, or etching. So that means the actual mark of the beast, the real mark of the beast, that you'll be damned if you take that mark, it could be scratch, stamp, or etching. Another very important point is the word hand. It says, the only two places this mark of the beast will be administered on the physical body would be the right hand or the forehead. The Greek word for hand can mean anything from the finger to the arm. That means even the forearm, the wrist. It's all considered the hand in the Bible. If you don't believe that, I got all the scriptures, all the details laid out on the main website, evangelicaloutreach.org. Please check that out, and you'll find out for yourself what the Bible has to say about the location of the hand. Also, something extremely important to note. It says here that nobody's going to be able to buy or sell unless they have this mark. That means the financial transactions are not going to work anymore. They might have worked before, but at this point in time, when the mark of the beast is out, you're not going to be able to carry on financial transactions anymore unless you have something on your body, a tracking, scanning mark on your body that they can tell that would enable you, that would qualify you to buy and sell. You can understand what this means, what this is implying. It's saying that we're dealing with an issue that has to be the great temptation for that generation. A lot of temptations from the devil, but this is it. This is a big one. And it's about living or not. You're talking about the consequences of rejecting this mark is one of two things. People will either go into captivity or they will die by the sword. If we find out explicitly what that means to die by the sword, it is decapitation or having your head cut off. Now, it's very important that I stray on a little tangent for about 30 seconds, and I'm going to come right back to the subject. This is very important for the Seventh-day Adventists who wrongly think the mark of the beast is those that worship God on Sunday. That's ludicrous. That's ridiculous. Has nothing to do with spiritual reality. But there's a whole lot of people that believe that way, and they're Seventh-day Adventists. So let me get back to the subject. Revelation chapter 13, verse 7. The Bible says, He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. So we're dealing with a global leader, a dictator who is actually the Antichrist. Now imagine that. You can sense the suffering, the pain, the misery, the hardships at this particular time. Very important point. Listen carefully. At this point, because the Antichrist is going to conquer, and because this is a test for the saints, this is a test, spiritual test for us, if we're alive then, this will be the time when your prayers, your powerful prayers, very powerful prayers, are not going to deliver you from the Antichrist or the mark of the beast. But that's not to say you should not pray always, because definitely, yes, 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 pray always, specifically, during the context of this, Luke 21:36, it says that, pray always. So this war against the saints is going to occur. That's a big event, very, very big. And it's going to impact the entire world. And as I stated, only two possibilities for the faithful saints. And it says in Revelation 13:10, if anyone is going to captivity, in the captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. And then we find out what's so serious about taking this mark. Well, isn't all sin the same? That's what they want us to believe. We've heard that 10,000 times. Sin is sin. That's a lie from the devil. And this proves it right here, among a lot of other scriptures. This says that the mark of the beast, if you take that, you're not getting forgiven, and you're going to go to the lake of fire if you take that. I'm referring to Revelation 14:9-12. A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which is poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. There is no rest, day or night, for those who worship the beast in his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. This calls for patient endurance. Remember that. Patient endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. Remain faithful to Jesus. That's Revelation 14:12. Remember that verse, all of that, but remember it all. Having said all that, tune in to this. This is an extremely important point. And it's this. When this mark of the beast finally comes out, you can be absolutely 100% assured there's going to be a lot of deceit that will be centered right around the issuing of the mark of the beast. That's a very, very, very important thing to know. Why? How can I say that with such confidence? Well, let's look at the Antichrist. The Antichrist will get his power and authority from the devil. He's going to get it from the devil. So, who's the devil? Well, he's a prince of darkness, but he comes as an angel of light. And he's aggressive. He'll come to us. Jesus said, John 8:44, there is no truth in him, and when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Notice, when he lies, he speaks his native language. He's a deceiver. He's scheming, he's plotting, he got tricks, he got plans of action. He's cunning, he's devious, sly and wily. The first time we read of the devil, we're told that he's crafty and he's subtle. And you know what happened? The devil came after Adam, but went to Eve to get to Adam, and he also came as a friend. I believe the Antichrist is first going to come as a friend. That's what I believe. Let me carry on. The devil came to Eve, crafty, cunning, devious, and he went ahead, and first of all, he denied that spiritual death would occur through disobedience, but also stated it's really to your advantage because you're going to have knowledge from eating that forbidden fruit. We learn from that how he operates. and how the devil's man, the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, the beast, the little horn of Daniel, how he's going to operate. So you can be assured of this. When the mark of the beast comes out, the devil's man, the Antichrist, is not going to say, you need to take this mark. You take this mark, you're going to be damned to hell. He's not going to tell you up front that it's for tracking, that we're going to have the ability to cut your finances off. At least it doesn't appear that way at this moment. But it's hinted at. That is implied, and I'll get to that in probably just a few minutes from now. So let's look back and think. 7 months ago, what was our world like? What was our life like? Had somebody said to me 7 months ago, the things that would have occurred over the last 3 or 4 months would have occurred, I would have never believed it. Probably you wouldn't have either. All of a sudden, everything has changed, not only where you live, where I live, all over the globe. All over. How could this be? What has happened? Something really big has occurred. This is the end times, folks. Something really big has occurred in these end times. Right now. Just the last several months. And 7 months ago, no ordinary person ever heard of the coronavirus or COVID-19. No ordinary, regular person, so to speak. None of us. And yet, since that point in time, that word, both words really, coronavirus as well as COVID-19, has not only dominated much of the conversations, but has been in the thoughts of many people along with the miracle vaccine that they're talking about, they're trying to create in warp speed. Now, I want to direct your attention, having said all that, to Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. I want to talk about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And the very first one, it says, I watched as the Lamb opened the first of seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, come. I looked and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow and he was given a crown. And he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. Listen to me. Listen to me. Guess what? The term crown means in Latin, corona. That means corona as in coronavirus. It means crown. This mystery rider was given a corona. And he's riding a white horse. Jesus rides a white horse, Revelation 19, when he comes back. Maybe this mystery rider is coming like the savior of mankind. Maybe it's a type of savior. But he's riding out to conquer. He's bent on conquest. Now, some of these things are a mystery. We really can't say for sure, but it certainly seems this way as a possibility, a real possibility that you surely cannot rule out. Even at this early point in time in this message, but believe me, there's a lot more coming. So keep listening carefully. Again, this mystery writer got a goal, and that's to dominate. He's aggressive, and he's going for it. And in June 2020, if this writer is somehow, some way related and connected with the coronavirus and COVID-19, then certainly, without question, the vaccine for COVID-19 goes hand in hand with it. But maybe possibly, could it be that with that vaccine, there's something deceitful that's going on? Well, we're going to look at the evidence very soon. Bear with me. But I got to make a very important point. Because all of a sudden, now in 2020, after all these horrible things, the lockdowns, the quarantines, the businesses shutting down, the social distancing, the wearing of face masks, all of a sudden, things have been turned upside down, and your life has often been filled with perplexity and fear and anxiety. What's happening? Well, we're told the new world order has arrived. That it is here, and this is the new normal. And Bill Gates said This is the decade of vaccines. I stated a few minutes ago, and again, I want to reiterate that without question, these are the end times. Right now, somebody says, you're off on the deep end. You're wrong. There's nothing difference between the Spanish flu of 1918 and what just happened. They're exactly the same. No, you're wrong. They are not the same. We entered something right now that's never going back the way it was. It's never going to return, and they know it, but they're lying. And they're saying to get things to go back the way they were, you got to be vaccinated. You got to vaccinate. He said, Bill Gates said, for the world to go back to normal, 7 billion people are going to have to be vaccinated. Is it possible? Could it be that this rider on a white horse is happening right now as I speak and you listen? Is it possible? Could it be? If you ever wonder what's going on in heaven and how does that pertain to here on earth, it seems like the first seal has been opened. So I mentioned Bill Gates. And of course, he's connected directly with this mandated, quote unquote, mandated vaccine that's needed, this miracle that's going to change everything the back way it was, the way we all like it to be. Who is this guy? Who is Bill Gates III? Well, of course, if you know anything about Bill Gates, he's connected with computers. In fact, he's a computer genius, and he founded Microsoft, but he's much, much more. He's a very rich man. He's a successful businessman. But all of a sudden now, all of a sudden, Bill Gates comes to the forefront. He's not talking about computers. He's talking about health issues as a world dictator and authority, and he has no medical degrees. How is this possible? How is it possible that governments listen to him? You tell me, how is that possible? Well, Bill Gates, before all this, he was one of 1,000 people. Rich, famous, but certainly not like he has shown up to be over here since his quote-unquote pandemic arrived. You know, the forecasted and predicted pandemic that's on us now. So Bill Gates, among other things, has monopolized global health care. He conquered it with his influence, with his money. And he speaks like the authority. And I don't know if you heard this or not in the news, but it's true. The governor of New York has handed over the public schools in New York to Bill Gates. You might not have heard this point. Mark Zuckerberg, as in Facebook, has decided to team up with Bill Gates. Who's Zuckerberg? He's the founder and chairman of Facebook. So this guy's gaining more and more power, more and more influence. And if you're not aware of this, Bill Gates recommended that the United States closes down for 10 weeks. And the United States closed down for 10 weeks. The business is shut down. Bill Gates stated the number one world problem is overpopulation. And Bill Gates said this, listen to this, quote unquote, Gates said, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job with new vaccines, health care, and reproductive services, we can lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Now, if you do the math, 15% reduction from 9 billion is 1,300,000,000. That's his goal. And believe it or not, it has been set up right now that the vaccine companies, they are legally immune from being sued for any damages from vaccines, mental or physical. Ponder that truth. So I wonder, could it be somehow, maybe, possibly, the rider on a white horse with the corona that's going out to conquer? Could it be Bill Gates? Could it? At this point in time, in June 2020, I have to say, from the evidence I found, it certainly seems that he's the number one top candidate for that ungodly, wicked position. But I stated before, something is camouflaged, a deceitful thing attached to how the Antichrist will work and the mark of the beast. And folks, it's coming with the vaccine that they're trying to push on us all. You heard him say, probably if you listen to the news, you probably heard him say, I'm talking about Bill Gates. He said, when you're vaccinated, you'll get a digital certificate that you're going to need to go back to work. He said, when you're vaccinated, you'll get an immunity passport. Without that, you can't travel. Notice, he's not coming right out and saying, you're not going to be able to buy or sell, saying you can't go back to work. You can't travel unless you got proof on your physical body, and I'll get to that in a minute, that you've been vaccinated. Gates also said this. Now listen to this quote. He's talking about financial flows of money. He said, once they're going over a digital system that the U.S. has no connection to, it's far more difficult to find the transactions that you want to be aware of or that you want to block. Just like the financial buying and selling of everybody will be blocked if they don't have the mark of the beast. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about a tracking system that will enable that. Never before has anything like this been pushed and is the open goal of the people in authority and power. Never. And a tracking system is connected with the real mark of the beast in Revelation 13, 16 through 18. Brand new, never existed before. So as far as I'm concerned, I already stated, I believe the number one top contender for the ungodly position of Antichrist at this moment, June 2020, Bill Gates III. Have you ever heard of ASCII? A-S-C-I-I. That's the abbreviation for the American Standard Code of Information Interchange. And it's directly related to the language of all computers. And ASCII has a letter-to-number equivalency. And if you check that equivalency for all caps, Bill Gates, the third, you get 666. Did you hear that? I said his name in ASCII comes out to 666. It comes out Bill Gates is 663. You have to add three because he's Bill Gates the third. But the word corona, you know, the mystery writer's given a corona, a crown. The word corona got six letters. Remember that number, six. And then if you look up all those terms, C-O-R-O-N-A, in the English alphabet, A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, you get 3 plus 15 plus 18 plus 15 plus 14 plus 1 equals 66. Plus the other six for how many letters are in the word corona, you get 666 again. And then we come over to ID 2020. Have you heard of ID 2020? Well, it's about a one central database, and the patent number, the last six numbers of that patent number by Microsoft, who patented that, is 060606. Three times. 666. Bill Gates lives in a house that is 66,000 square feet. Bill Gates is going to be 66 years of age in October 2021. Well, you might say, well, that's just a coincidence. No, Bill Gates is a friendly, he's kind, he's generous, he's a philanthropist, he's interested in saving lives. Remember, the devil's a deceiver. The Antichrist is a deceiver. Is that right? I read the quote already. He wants to reduce the world's population by 10 or 15% using vaccinations, among other things. But if you're still unsure about all this, you think maybe I'm a lunatic. Bear this in mind. Remember what I'm about to say. This is going to shock you if you never heard of it. The quantum dot tattoo, that goes the same time as the Gates vaccine. You know, Gates spoke of an approved vaccination. Maybe not the same one that Trump is referring to, or maybe it is the same. Not sure. Can't tell at this point. But that vaccine Gates wants to use, it's a little patch with microneedles that you press on the skin. It's different than the typical hypodermic needle. And when it's pressed into the skin for a minute or so, the vaccine goes into the body, but it leaves behind a quantum dot tattoo in the physical body of the people that take it. And listen to this. That quantum dot tattoo is seen, not by the naked eye, because it's invisible to the naked eye, but it's seen under a certain light that comes from a smartphone app. And that's made possible because of an enzyme called luciferase. That's Lucifer with A-S-E on the end of it. Lucifer, A-S-E. Now, I don't know what all this means to you, but this ought to shake you to the bone. Right now, in this day, here, June 2020, all this is taking place. Right before our very eyes, 7 months ago, nobody would have believed it, at least no regular, ordinary person. But here it is. And folks, if this is not the mark of the beast, what is it? If this is not the mark of the beast, it's certainly awfully, awfully close to it. But you should not take any mark on your body. No tattoo on your body. Leviticus 19:28 says that. But you should know. You surely don't want to do that. Well, I just referred to the first seal and the mystery rider on the white horse. The first horseman. So let's look at the second horseman, because that's happening next. People scratch their head. They wonder, well, what's going to happen? I want to know what's going to happen next. What's next? Well, you're not going to find out by listening to the news. You're going to find out by going to the Bible. And if I'm right about Revelation 6, 1 and 2, then obviously you look at seals 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7. Listen to this. Revelation 6, 3, and 4. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. He was given a large sword. Something's going to happen. We don't know yet here in June 2020. It's unknown to us. You're talking massive bloodshed is coming, and that's next. So what could it be? What could it be? I don't know. You don't know. They know. We don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Because we don't have to go very far. The horseman number four, seal number four, is when the mark of the beast is issued. Maybe, possibly, at this point in time, when the second horseman goes out, maybe they're going to try to round up all those that flatly reject the vaccine. Maybe. Not necessarily. It could be something totally different. Might not have anything to do with it. Maybe totally different. Maybe. But maybe not. But whatever it's going to be, it's going to be big. It's going to be all over the world. There's going to be all kind of people dying, bloodshed all over. That's next. That's on the agenda. And if you check Matthew 24, 7 and 8. That's directly linked to this. Jesus said, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. All these are the beginning of birth pains. The word nation in the Bible, it means people. People will rise against people and kingdom against kingdom. And that word, Matthew 24, verse 8, the beginning of birth pains, it can mean the beginning of childbirth. Just like a woman having labor pains, they become more and more frequent, more and more severe, until the baby is born. This is the beginning of sorrows, the beginning of birth pains. The birth referring to here is Jesus' reign on earth for 1,000 years. It's going to be just like that pregnant woman. And then when that baby's born, Jesus starts his reign. Now we go to the third horseman, which is famine. Very, very clearly, I'm not going to read it. Read it for yourself. It's talking about famine, and food will be very expensive. They're already talking about this. They're already talking about the famine. But then we come to the fourth and the last horseman. Now, this is the fourth seal. There's more seals, but this is the last horseman. This horseman's on a pale horse. His name is Death. The only one that's given a name, this one's Death. And Hades following close behind. And he was given a power to fourth the earth to kill by sword, famine, plague, and wild beasts of the earth. You might say, well, wait a minute. I surely don't see the mark of the beast there. Well, the reason I know this is the mark of the beast, we got to look at seal number 5, which I'm going to do in a minute. But I believe because this is when the mark of the beast will be issued, this is when the war on the saints will start. It'll start right here as far as them being killed by the sword. Maybe they'll be in captivity prior to this point. Maybe. But I don't know. Maybe. So famine is going to be a prolonged problem. And Jesus said there's going to be famines and earthquakes in various places. But listen to this. Very important section of the Bible in regards to the mark of the beast. Revelation 6, 9 through 11. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. Notice they were already there. They called out in a loud voice, how long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? Then each of them was given a white robe. And they were told to wait a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been completed. So at seal number 5, the saints, the overcoming saints, that were to be killed by the sword because they wouldn't take the mark of the beast, they're already in heaven. So that means, because they're already in heaven, it happened at the seal before, the fourth seal. And they're told to wait a little longer. And that's when wrath is going to come on the wicked people. It's going to come after the rapture. Rapture never happened yet. Don't believe in a pre-trib rapture. The Bible teaches a post-trib rapture. These saints that made it into heaven, Jesus said, Revelation 3:11, hold on to what you have so that no man will take your crown. So they did hold on for no man to take their crown. And they're in heaven. But I want to make two real quick points, a little tangent, take about 1 minute. This proves there's no soul sleep. Because these people were actually talking. No soul sleep. So the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Seventh-day Adventists are both wrong. Not only that, these people could remember their earthly life. So perhaps you've wondered, scratch your head. I wonder if my departed loved ones, if they could remember anything about their earthly life. According to this, yes. But it says over here, they were slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. Remember Revelation 12:11. Remember Revelation 12:11. Revelation 12:11. You need to memorize Revelation 12:11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. They did not love their life so much as shrink from death. They didn't love their life so much as shrink from death. They died there in heaven. Understand this. For them to kill you because you refused the mark of the beast, you finally get to go home. You finally get to be home. Finally. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Just exactly like the Bible says. And then we get over to seal number four. The change in the way we view the sun and the moon and the stars. This cosmic change is going to take place. And it's going to take place before the rapture. Listen to part of the sixth seal. I'm only going to read part at this moment. It says, chapter 6, 12 and 13, I watched the omen, sixth seal. It was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of gold hair. The whole moon turned blood red. The stars in the sky fell to earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. Now, this event is shown repeatedly in the Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. Look it up. And what happens before that are the seals. That's the Great Tribulation. See, the Great Tribulation all of a sudden now is going to end. And then the wrath of God's going to hit. And we know that's going to happen because the rest of the information given to us about the sixth seal is the sky receded like a scroll, rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, every slave, every free man, hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on a throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come. When? Seal 6. Not before, not seal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All of a sudden it hits now. So that is not the wrath of God. Christians are spared from the wrath of God by way of the rapture. This is when the rapture occurs. You're going to read about the wrath of God, not only here, but you'll read about it a second time at the seventh trumpet, Revelation 11, 18. These are overlapping truths. And folks, it's going to happen exactly like this. So you're wondering, what's this world coming to? Is it ever going to go back to normal? My answer is no. It's never going back the way it was 1 year ago. It will never go back. So the devil's 1-2 punch for this day has to be this lying devilish doctrines, plural, that the saints have heard 10,000 times. Eternal security and a pre-trib rapture. The Bible speaks of this particular point in time, a great falling away. And possibly, along with the fact that we're dealing with a life or death issue, a lot of people are going to be fearful. They're going to cave in. But because they were taught a pre-trib rapture, they're thinking they should have been raptured already. They shouldn't have seen the Antichrist, shouldn't have seen the mark of the beast. They're going to give up and think the Bible's not true. And especially those who believe total security, once saved, always saved. Some of these heretics that believe that way, they teach you could take the mark of the beast, you'll still go to heaven. So listen, here's the sequence of the major events that are coming. Here they are. The Antichrist and the mark of the beast. Then the Lord Jesus Christ will be coming, the rapture. Then the wrath of God is going to hit. That's what the Bible says about the sequence of events. That's going to happen. I've said it before, I want to say it again. Revelation 12:11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. That got to be you. That has to be you. You have to be firm. You're not going to take any mark in your body, even though all hell from the government is going to crash down on you because you refuse their mandated vaccine. The war on the saints, a major end time event around the Antichrist. But why? How could that be? Why is that going to happen? Let me take a guess. I don't know. This is a pure guess, 100% guess. But who is going to warn others of the mark of the beast? The saints. We're children of light. We've been reading the Bible. We know what the Word of God says. The people in darkness, they don't know. They don't have a clue. But we do. And a whole lot of people are not going to take that mark. And I believe the Antichrist is also called the beast. Mark of the beast is referring to the Antichrist, the mark of the Antichrist. He's going to get very mad. And he's going to make war against the saints. And in this day, easily, with the technology that's available right now, without question, they can locate every single Christian on the planet. There's no hiding for victory. You're not going to overcome by hiding. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, that you're a Christian. Do you follow Jesus and not loving your life so much as a shrink from death? That's how you overcome. Not by hiding. You can't hide anyhow. But listen to this. I got a very important truth for you. Remember Revelation 6:2? That mystery rider on a white horse carrying the corona, the crown, he's bent on conquering and conquest. Well, Revelation 13:7, he was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer. Same exact Greek word. Same exact Greek word. Could it be? I believe it is. You got to decide for yourself. Could it be the mystery rider on the white horse is the Antichrist? Could it be? Sure seems like it to me. But you got to decide for yourself. All this information helps us at this point in time, and we don't know what they got planned in the natural next, but we know more importantly what the Bible has to say. Revelation 15, verse 2. Here's comforting. It says of people there, they were victorious over the beast in his image and over the number of his name. Now they're in heaven. Though the devil conquered the saints, they were victorious over the Antichrist because they died faithful to Jesus. They endured to the end and were saved. Somebody might ask, well, I need to know, because the Antichrist is going to rule and reign for 42 months. Specifically, clearly the Bible says that. He's only going to rule and reign for 42 months. So we don't know when he begins his reign, but Daniel 7:25 says the saints will be handed over to him for a time, times and half a time. A time is a year, times is 2 years, a half a time is a half a year. That's 3.5 years or 42 months. Perhaps, maybe, based on Revelation 13:5 and Daniel 7:25, the answer to the question, when does the Antichrist start his reign? Maybe it starts with his war against the saints. When the saints will be butchered, they'll be slaughtered around the globe. And in Revelation 7, a great multitude that no man can count. They're in heaven. They came out of the great tribulation. That is, they didn't take the mark of the beast and they died instead. Now imagine, if we are that last generation, if you're alive at that point in time, if you don't die somehow, some way prior to that point, if, maybe when John had that vision, maybe when he saw that great multitude, maybe actually seeing you in his vision in Revelation 7, the great multitude that's in heaven from every tribe, people, language, and nation. Maybe. Remember, patient endurance. You better realize that better be you. Patient endurance. Patient endurance. That's vital. So Jesus is coming back to the Mount of Olives. When he comes back, Revelation 19, that's the end of the rule and the reign of the Antichrist, the beast. So that's the end of the 42-month time period. That's when it ends. So I said before, I talked about the people that take the mark of the beast before they actually end up in the lake of burning sulfur. When the wrath of God hits, the very first bowl of wrath is painful and ugly sores that will break out on their physical body because they took the mark of the beast. They might be glad. Yeah, I'm glad all these Christians are out of here. Yeah, this is the kind of world I like. Oh, God's wrath is going to crash down on them. In this life, and especially for all eternity. I'm talking about an action-packed set of events yet before us. Nothing boring. Nothing boring about all these things that will happen. And in reality, it's descriptively horrific. The food shortages, the plagues, the war on the saints, all the deception, satanic miracles taking place. All these things happening around the same point in time. And it's a spiritual test for you, for me, if we're still alive at that point. If. A lot of ifs, a lot of maybes in this message. Maybe, 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 if. But it says over here, Luke 21:11-13. Now this is during the time of when the seals will be open, when the great tribulation is occurring. Jesus said there will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events, and great signs in the heaven. But before all this, they will lay hands on you, persecute you. You will be delivered up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, all on account of my name. This will result in you being a witness to them. You're going to be able to give your testimony. I'm a Christian. I'm obeying God's word. I'm not taking the mark of the beast. You could kill me. I refuse to do it. No, I'm not taking it. And it says in Luke 21:16, the people will be betrayed by their parents, their brothers, their relatives, their friends. So if you're living at that point in time, when this is fulfilled, you're very likely to end up dying because you were betrayed by somebody you trusted. But folks, you're going to die. You're going to die. There's no question at all. But if you're alive at this point, the big test is, what are you going to do about the mark of the beast? Need it to buy and sell. You better not take that mark. You better not receive that mark on your physical body. This is a test, and when this occurs, you're to be a witness to these people. Don't dummy up. Don't become silent. Become vocal. Let everybody know where you stand. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, our God's able to deliver us from your hand. But even if he doesn't, we want you to know, oh, King, we're not going to bow down and worship that image. That got to be us. That got to be you. Is that where you are? Are you determined like that? Are you determined to conquer as the Antichrist is? It better be. That better be you. Now listen to this. I want to sum up some of the highlights of everything I just stated. And if the rider on a white horse, the first seal, has just been broken, if that's occurring right now, if you're a faithful Christian, you're almost home. You're almost home with Jesus. You're almost there. Hang in there. Hang in there. A little while longer. Stay faithful. Stay faithful to Jesus. Whatever you do, stay faithful to him. The mark, as in the mark of the beast, is scratch, stamp, or etching. and the word hand in the Greek. It could be anywhere from the finger to the arm. And surely deceit will center all around the mark of the beast and how the Antichrist will be operating. And during this new normal, this new world order, everything has changed. And this COVID-19 vaccine is on everybody's mind, especially Bill Gates. Why? Not for any kind of medicine that people will get. Oh, no, 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 no. It's a much greater purpose for tracking. It's for the quantum dot tattoo that will be delivered at the same time as a vaccine, and luciferous will enable that mark, scratch, stamp, or etching glow under a special smartphone app. That's the real purpose. The real purpose of the vaccine is for tracking. Just like the mark of the beast in Revelation 13. With the ability to shut a person's financial transactions off. Folks, it's right in front of us. It's right in front of you. Neither you or me would have believed it 7 months ago. We would have laughed. That's ludicrous. That's ridiculous. But not according to these scriptures and not according to those details, the facts that I shared about this vaccine and Bill Gates. So again, it's going to be a test, the great temptation for that last generation. Just like in Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you could go back and be there with them in that crowd, instead of just those three, would there have been four? Would you have been there too? You know the ultimatum. You know there's trouble if you obey. You know there's problems that will crash down on you. It's your test. If you say, no, I'm not taking that. I'm not receiving that. No, no, no. That's the wise person based on the Bible. Mark 13, 12 and 13. This is directly linked to this same time frame. Brother will betray brother to death, father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. You got to stand firm to the end. It's where you are at the point of physical death that determines where you go after you. Surely will die sooner or later, one day, somehow. You're going to go. That's the issue. All these things happening. I'm sure there's people that got questions. I certainly am not able to answer all your questions. But perhaps you got comments. Perhaps you want to criticize something I said. Well, if that's the case, you go right ahead and write me, evangelicaloutreach.org. Go to the contact page and write me, send me an email. Folks, this is real. The Antichrist is coming. The mark of the beast is coming. And there's a tattoo hidden. Remember, deceit, the wiles of the devil. He's crafty. He's subtle. And it's connected with that Bill Gates vaccine, who is speaking already like a world dictator.